Hey, this is John Hawley, Muscle Papa for the Business of Bodybuilding audio show. And this evening I'm tickled to have with us Beth Mandyke, who is getting a little bit of news coverage these days for some action she's taken against the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus. Rather than me try to give your story, Beth, thanks for being with us this evening.
Thank you.
You're in Rochester, I understand, and you're a nurse by profession?
Yes, I am. There's a lot of, it's a great job. There's a lot of wear and tear on the body. And I started going to the gym just to kind of tone up and, get my strength to be able to do the job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably gives you a little bit of a head start and knowledge of the body and what you need to do and how the body performs and all the inner workings of it versus someone who's maybe a CPA or a lawyer or something of the sort. But like you say, are you working those 12-hour shifts 4 days a week? Or
I am down to 8, so no longer 12.
Oh, you've got that. That's probably a cakewalk for
much
you.
Much better.
Well, you've been competing now since 2015, I understand?
Correct. That was my first show in October of 2015.
What got you interested in competing? Had you worked out for several years before?
No, I don't have an athletic background. I have a dance background. And like I said, I just walked into the gym. Somebody gave me a name of my trainer, who I've been with for 3 years, Jean-Claude Delphidon. And I just, it was stress relief. It was a distraction. And I just started working out with him. After about a year, people were asking me, what are you training for? Which show are you going to compete in? And I would just laugh and say, no show. I'm too old. What are you talking about? So they kept bugging me. They kept bugging me. And, my husband, Bill Weinkoop, who also had been my manager through all this, he just said, have you thought about it? Would you give it a try? And I don't know, somehow I went from, you're kidding me, to maybe. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of took off.
You're in your mid-50s?
Correct.
I am too. The divisions like bikini, they tend to be younger ladies and that sort of thing and then with the background in dance, was that part of the attraction of bodybuilding, the performance aspect?
Not at all. I feared the performance aspect.
Oh.
There's usually a routine associated with, the night show. But the posing I loved to do, and that is where my dance background comes into play.
And does your husband compete as well?
He does not.
Oh, okay.
He comes to the gym with me and he supports me. And like I said, he's my full-time manager as well.
Hmm. Well, that means a lot, having support versus somebody bucking you, right?
Exactly.
Are you currently in prep for, I assume you were planning to do the Arnold, so maybe you're in prep as we speak, or?
I am in prep. I was hoping that I would be able to do that in Columbus. I'm also preparing for a show March 24th in Baltimore.
Okay.
So it's a small show. I just wanted to kind of get back into it. My last show was at the end of August. And also, I will have the chance to meet Ernestine Shepherd, whom I've corresponded with for the last few years, and I'm just so thrilled to be able to meet her in person.
So you've got a March 24 show. Were you able to enjoy the holidays at all? I know many people prepping this time of year may have prepped all through their holiday, the Christmas and Thanksgiving, but did you start after
that? I did not. I had a good holiday.
Oh, good. Good for you.
And started January 1st, so, yeah.
Well, still, January 1st, that seems like you've been competing since last year, right? Your mind was probably on it at the same time, right? You're thinking about it the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Now, the suit, from what I understand, relates to Title IX discrimination. It's a Title IX suit. Is that the deal under the Civil Rights Act?
For myself, at this point, it was not. It's not a suit. We filed a formal complaint.
Oh, okay.
With the mayor of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no lawsuit involved here. And we tried to go through all the, you know, the correct channels to find out, you know, how I could possibly compete. When at the end of my last competition, I was very excited, thinking that this would be my next one in Columbus. And then when the registration form was available, I didn't see my category.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a mistake, but then people were evading and trying to push the Zeke off on me. And I still, to this day, they have never given me a reason why they couldn't just add the category.
Right, right.
It cost them nothing. It would be money in their pocket.
Yeah, I saw Gary Udit that I believe he competed at Masters Nationals, and he's involved in promoting that event, the IFBB. It was Masters last year that you competed in?
Masters in North America. Both were Gary, and they were absolutely fabulous shows. He runs a great show. So the Arnold, really, this has nothing to do with MPC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had fabulous experiences with MPC. They're run well. The promoters are great. I have nothing but great things to say.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get a satisfactory response to your questions. Well, I guess I have a question because I've been around this sport and industry since prior to when women's physique came about, and what are your perceptions of women's physique, and has it been available at shows that you've participated in? I'm wondering what your experience is with it.
Yes, it has been available. That bikini figure, sometimes fitness, physique, and bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really run into this before.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then.
And for.
You like the posing in terms of being able to do the closed fist sort of pose. I've seen that quoted in one of the articles, I believe, or alluded to.
That's correct.
Now, aside from that sort of posing, does it make any substantial difference to you in terms of the difference between female bodybuilding and women's physique?
The posing, there's less posing. The posing is different, and the hands are open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I want to do. It's a great category. You know, there were a lot of women who participate in it, and that's great. But that's not what I wanted to do.
Right.
I wanted the closed fist. If I'm going to flex my muscle, I want a fist.
It's an existing category within the MPC at various shows. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't really launch a defense as to why they wouldn't necessarily add the category. However, I do understand that the culture at the Arnold, as with the pro show, it's strictly an invite sort of event, whereas other pro shows, even around the country, they're not by invite. They'll offer a category, they'll pay a sanction fee to have the category, and then in turn people can come and enter. But then with the MPC shows, I know I'm here in Florida. We've got a lot of them. We've had over 60 in a year just for that federation. Oftentimes the number have dwindled so low for divisions like female bodybuilding and fitness that they just simply decided not to offer it for a variety of reasons. Some included if they had arrangements with their trophy provider where they were having to purchase trophies in advance, which is often the case. They would have to buy a certain number per division and sometimes have them made and ordering them 6 weeks in advance, that sort of thing. Whereas other promoters may be working in a relationship with a trophy vendor to where the trophy vendor, they would bring what they thought they needed and what they didn't use, they take back. I don't know what the relationship is at the Arnold, but Has your perception, has what you've heard strictly been that they should be able to offer it, as kind of Gary was quoted in one of the articles, is, well, a promoter offers it, it's, you know, you're going to pay the entry fee, and that's going to more than cover the cost of the trophy, so it's a win-win. Is have you gotten any other?
Absolutely.
That's pretty much all the information that you've gotten, kind of. And you didn't get it from them, but you got it from gents like Gary.
Correct. And anybody else who, you know, takes mm-hmm. a look at the big picture.
Yeah.
It's not about the trophy. It's not about the trophy. It's not about the win. It's every amateur bodybuilder's dream to compete at the Arnold Classic. Mm-hmm. I just want to get on the stage. There's a men's category. Why can't there just be a women's category? I mean, that's it. That's all. There's nothing more to say.
Sure.
Other than that.
Well,
I actually sent, and this is kind of funny, but I actually sent a registration in, and I registered under men's bantamweight.
Mm-hmm. You registered under men's bantam. that's neat. They've got your entry form, but you're there as...
I had my entry form, and I got a very nice email from Bob Lorma, mm-hmm. Explaining that they don't offer bodybuilding, and I was offered a spot to do physique for no charge.
Oh, wow. Well, that's... Wow. That's kind of nice. You got them to bend a little bit.
Guess I wanted to do physique.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's interesting that I can post, and I've posted this issue in various sorts of ways on social media, and depending upon how I frame the issue, you can steer people's perspective and their responses differently, obviously, as with anything. But I find it interesting that it strikes a chord with many female competitors that are supportive of female bodybuilding, that they like to have some sort of a champion, a fire starter out there like you, doing what you do. But again, dating back to prior to women's physique coming on board, there was an ongoing issue with female bodybuilding to where there weren't gals showing up particularly. I mean, they have this ongoing issue with fitness, where they've for several years they've had a save fitness movement amongst the fitness competitors to get girls to show up, and on the local level they just don't show up. They've eliminated women's bodybuilding from the Olympia, you know, the big show. So it does seem to be a little bit marginalized over in the periphery. What are your plans past or come March 1st?
Be training for Baltimore.
Okay. You're not chaining yourself to the Arnold statue up there in Columbus?
I will not be doing that.
No?
No.
There's some might say I shouldn't give her any ideas.
I would love to go, and I've heard it's this wonderful festival. It's huge, and I would love to go, but to go and know that, you know, a women's category is not supported, it just makes no sense.
Yeah.
And with no reason.
Wouldn't
no
that,
reason other than I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be a one.
Have you looked at the other shows in your area to see if they all actually offer female bodybuilding? Because I know in our area, they're few and far between, actually, at this point in Florida. I'm wondering about your area there in New York. And does that really matter to you, per se?
Whatever show I do next will be my ninth show.
Nice.
And I've done bodybuilding in all of them. And they're all, most of them were local. I did one in Buffalo and the two in Pittsburgh last summer.
Yeah, so...
So, and then looking in, you know, ahead in the Northeast, there are a lot of shows, and bodybuilding was missing from some of those. And when we inquired, the response was, tell me which ones you're interested in, and we'll put the category in.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So the promoters so have been responsible.
I understand. Yeah. The promoter was willing to do that. And I understand that because there are few, that it gets kind of flooded. You know, if there's a show for bodybuilding over here, then the next month, you know, you're probably not going to get any. So, you know, they try to space them out.
So actually, your perception of the overall scheme is, in fact, in part due to the reality that you've been able to compete in female bodybuilding in the New York area because the shows have been available.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were in Orlando, I'd be saying, "Girl, you know they don't offer that."
Mm-hmm. Keep talking about making female bodybuilding, you know, a comeback, have it grow, and how do you make something grow if you don't offer it?
Well, you know, some people don't want it to grow. I'm not saying that's appropriate, but I posed a question on social media today, and it was largely oriented to women in terms of which body parts are best or most interesting or this and that. And I listed things like the boobs, the butt, the biceps, the quads. And amazingly, a bunch of the women, and my audience is largely fitness-oriented women, were saying boobs and butt. And I think that has been a lot of the driving force relative to a decrease in women showing up in the division. So it's not necessarily guys doing it any more than women's own perception of what they want to do and what they support. What are your feelings on that?
Well, the people who are running the Arnold are not female.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They're not making those decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my feeling is that, you know, from physique all the way down, it's more feminine.
But does that necessarily matter? Because, again, about it being more...
I think it does to them.
Yeah, well, not, I didn't mean in terms of the males making the decision at the Arnold, but in terms of the femininity, because that term itself is kind of loaded. Because the more muscle you have sometimes, and then you're criticized for being manly and that sort of thing.
You're absolutely right. It's everybody, you know, it's different to everybody, and I feel like I'm feminine. I am not a big person. Mm-hmm. I'm defined, but I'm not, you know, I'm... In those pictures, I am 5'3", and the full shot with the double bicep, I think I'm 103 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to come, you know, with tons of bulk and whatever.
Right.
And not that there's anything wrong with that either. If that's what somebody wants to do, let them do it. I just think everybody should be able to do what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
but have it within the category, you know, have it offered.
Do you have a vision in your mind, or is there something you're visualizing about the distinction of female bodybuilding that makes you such a trident supporter of that division, even at 5'3" and under 110 pounds when you're dialed in? And I'm not picking on you for it, because I think a lot of men will appreciate this argument that are supporters of bodybuilding that wouldn't think of going over to men's physique or classic physique because they want to compete in bodybuilding, or, you know, that's the division they want, even though they may not be of the stature to compete on the pro stage in bodybuilding. They might be better suited for physique or classic physique. And I think you're in that same sort of category, hardcore bodybuilding fans that, even though you're not going to be 200 pounds and peeled on stage, you still want to do the bodybuilding. So is there something in you or your perspective about bodybuilding itself that caused you to feel this way?
I don't think it has anything to do with size.
Mm-hmm.
It's tone, it's symmetry, it's the whole package you bring out onto the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, boom, there's your muscle.
I think that, you know, I'm smiling that you're saying that, because I know there are tried and true male bodybuilders that have that same sort of allegiance to bodybuilding itself. But there is a lot of crossover in terms of the men thinking, well, if I want to be competitive, maybe I need to go over to men's physique or you know, I'm never going to have the Phil Heath sort of look, so maybe I need to go over here. But
they have a choice. Mm-hmm. But they have a choice. And I don't have a choice.
The gym you train at, which gym? You mentioned your trainer.
I train at Samson.
And your next show is coming up. If not the Arnold, if you can't twist your arm and get you to go over to Physique, it's going to be March 24th?
March 24th in Baltimore.
Terrific. Now, which show is that?
It's the Baltimore, I believe it's called Gladiator.
Okay. And did you win the... I was a little confused on the prior show because I think your posing coach had won the Baltimore in 2009. I saw that in one article. But did you win the Baltimore as well previously?
I've never done that before.
Oh, okay.
I've never done Baltimore. Buffalo. I did Buffalo.
Buffalo. Oh, okay. So that was...
Yep.
Okay. So
that's where I won. Yep.
Okay, terrific. And that was female bodybuilding?
Correct.
And have you always done bodybuilding?
No. Good question. I started out, my first show was figure. It wasn't comfortable.
Didn't work for you?
I couldn't flex any muscles. And I thought it was going to break my neck on the heels.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And, well, in that, speaking of the heels, in one article there seemed to be some confusion about whether you had to, was that the reporter's issue versus necessarily your understanding, because obviously you don't have to wear heels for Physique either.
It's not even a question, because it doesn't address my issue.
I was just, one of the articles was it sounded a little confusing, like there might be some confusion about whether you had to wear heels or not for Physique.
In some shows you do.
Really? You've seen where they will?
Yes.
Okay. I hadn't seen that, but regardless, it's still not affecting your issue. You want to be on that Arnold stage, and you want to do your bodybuilding pose.
I would love to do that.
Girl. Well, Beth, it's been a joy speaking with you and getting to know a bit more of your story. And we're so proud of you being a competitor in your mid-50s, and, you know, starting in your 50s. And, you know, we wish you much success, you know, at your upcoming shows. How can people, if they want to follow you or find out more information, how would you suggest they do so?
They can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. They can message me.
All the standard ways.
All the standard ways. You can find me.
Well, again, thank you so much for spending the time with us, and we wish you the best of luck at your upcoming shows, lady.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond, with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touching and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track, and they've made me better in a matter of weeks, so I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.